what we are all about. Discovering Mashiach in every detail of the Rebbe's Nesius, Part 1, Introduction. The Rebbe's unique and multifaceted Torah continues to gush forth like an endless stream of refreshing water, and the Rebbe's breathtaking impact on the world is only starting to be discovered. It can be felt in every area of Yiddishkeit and resonates in the halls of power and academia. The more we learn the Rebbe's Torah and discover the diverse nature of the Rebbe's Askaras HaKlal, it is important to remain focused on the essential factor that brings the seemingly disparate puzzle pieces together. One need not be familiar with every Maimer and Sicha to know that the objective of the Rebbe's Nesius is to bring Mashiach. In the Maimer of Kabbalah and Nesius, Basil Degani 5711, Tavshin Yud Aleph, at the dawn of Dor HaShvi, the Rebbe set the standard for his new period in the history of Am Yisrael. This is why Kol HaShchin Chavivin, the seventh, is cherished. It is he who draws down the Shekhinah, in fact, the essence of the Shekhinah. Moreover, he draws it down into this lowly world. This is what is demanded of each and every one of us in the seventh generation. We are now very near the approaching footsteps of Mashiach. We are at the conclusion of this period, and our spiritual task is to complete the process of drawing down the Shekhinah, moreover, the essence of the Shekhinah, specifically within our lowly world. Is this something new? Geula is the culmination of the combined efforts of every generation of Am Yisrael since Matan Torah. During the Farbrengen of Shabbos Parsha Shmos 5752, Tavshin Nun Beis, the Rebbe revealed a fascinating lesson from a famous paragraph of the Agada to explain how bringing Mashiach is in fact the very core of the function of every Nasi Adar in history. It was a critical era in our history when, overnight, the yeshiva in Yavne was transformed. Rabbi Gamliel was replaced as a Nasi by the 18-year-old Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah, whose beard had miraculously sprouted white hairs. In a dramatic policy change, everyone was allowed to enter the Beis Medrash to join the Torah discussions of the Chachamim. The entire Masechet Edeis is a partial record of the vast amount of Torah discussed on that day. Every halachic complication raised that day was resolved. The day Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah accepted the Nesius of Klal Yisrael was so profoundly consequential that throughout Torah Shabbat Peh, it is referred to simply as Boi Bayoyim, on that day. On that historic day, Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah taught Torah about the mitzvah of Kriyashma, specifically the obligation to recite the Parsha of Tzitzis for the purpose of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. I am like a man of 70 years old, yet I did not merit to identify the Torah source for the obligation to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, until Ben Zayma derived it from the Pasuk, that you may remember the day you left Mitzrayim all the days of your life. The days of your life teaches us the daytime obligation. The seemingly extra word all, the days of your life, is meant to include the nights. The Chacham said the days of your life refers to this world. The seemingly extra word all is meant to include Yemei HaMashiach, Lahavi li Yemei HaMashiach. Simply put, according to the Chachamim, quoted by Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, we will continue to recite the Parsha of Tzitzis twice daily in Krishma and invoke the memory of Yetzias Mitzrayim even after Mashiach comes. Although this teaching is today one of the most familiar Mishnayos and Shas recited by all of Klal Yisrael during the Seder, it is puzzling that the new Nasi chose to deal with this specific halacha on such a consequential day. Certainly, the fact that Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah taught this specific Torah on the day he became Nasi indicates that the message contained therein is relevant to his new Avodah as Nasi Adar, which began on that day. To explain the connection, the Rebbe delves into the inner dimensions of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Geula according to Nigla and Chassidus, and concludes by using a more literal translation of the word Lahavi that the Mishnah cites the words Lahavi li Yemei HaMashiach to reveal the deeper purpose of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim every day in the present era of Golos, to bring the spirit of Yemei HaMashiach into the current reality of Golos, and, through doing so, to bring about the imminent arrival of Yemei HaMashiach. On that day, Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah articulated the primary function of every Nasi Adar, to uplift Yidden from their personal gullus, empower them to imbue every aspect of their life with the spirit of Mashiach, thereby ushering in the era of Yemei HaMashiach. If this was the goal all along, why is our generation so unique? With the revelation of Chassidus, the concept of the Nasi Adar serving as the catalyst for making the Geula a reality became much more apparent. Mashiach famously told the Baal Shem Tov that spreading the wellsprings of Chassidus is the ultimate preparation for Mashiach's arrival, and every Nasi after the Baal Shem Tov progressively revealed more Chassidus, reaching increasingly further frontiers. This progression peaked with the advent for Dor HaShvi. In a letter dated 3rd of Nisan, 5712 Tavshin Yud Beis, Addressed to Hasidim in Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbe expressed in poignant terms the unparalleled expectation and opportunity of our generation. We are the successors of Chabad Hasidim of all previous generations. Up to the Dor Dea of the Alter Rebbe's Hasidim, they paved the way for us, and only the Pachim Ketanim, the smallest birurim, remain for us to complete. On the other hand, the obligation has been placed on our generation to complete these final birurim, and thus bring about the revelation of Mashiach in our world. Even a brief meditation about this should cause one to be seized by trepidation and awe. All the wondrous concepts of Mashiach expressed by Chazal and explained in Chassidus depend entirely on our Avodah. Every moment of our time is extremely precious, and every minute wasted on meaninglessness, discussion, and excuses benefits no one. At every juncture, this is front and center. Carefully learning the Sichas and Igris in which the Rebbe makes reference to himself, it becomes clear that the common thread through every major tikufa by the Rebbe is the acute awareness of the necessity and urgency to bring Mashiach. In a letter addressed to Israel President Yitzchak Ben Tzvi, Yud Aleph Nissan 5716, Tavshin Tazayin, the Rebbe writes, "From the day I started attending Cheder, and even before that, my mind started to envision the future Geula, the redemption of Am Yisrael from this final Golus. With the Rebbe's arrival in America on Chav Ches Sivan 5701 Tavshin Aleph, a new chapter in the work of Lubavitch to bring Mashiach began. As the Rebbe mentioned on Chol HaMoed Pesach 5748, Tavshin Mem Ches, I did not see this behavior to demand the Gula with urgency by my father or my grandfather, and I myself did not do so before arriving in America. As mentioned above, when assuming the Nasius, the Rebbe clearly outlined the mission of our generation, to cause the Shekhinah to dwell within our world, to bring Mashiach. This theme steadily developed throughout the years until the 5740s Tavshin Mems, when the topic of Mashiach and the urgency to demand his imminent arrival intensified, to the point that the Rebbe directly addressed the seemingly sudden change in tone during the famous Rebrangin of Purim 5747 Tavshin Memzayin. There were many Rebrangins in the past in which Mashiach was discussed, but never with such frequency, especially the emphasis on the fact that every individual is obligated to do what they can to bring Mashiach, explaining that this idea is not new and, in fact, there is a clear psak din of the Rambam that every person is obligated to appreciate that their one thought, speech, or action can tip the scale and bring salvation for the entire world. The Rebbe then asked, why the sudden change in the recent past? After the Rebbe's Nistalkus, Chav Beis Shvat, 5748, Tavshin Mem Ches, and especially during the years 5751 and 5752, Tavshin Aleph and Beis, the Rebbe elevated the conversation about Mashiach to unprecedented levels. In the increasingly frequent sichas, the Rebbe strongly emphasized that the time is now. Every detail of reality was connected to the imminent Geula, and the urgency for every individual to prepare themselves for Mashiach's arrival was pronounced as the singular mission of our generation. During the Yemes HaMashiach, the true purpose of Torah and Mitzvos will be revealed, the ultimate revelation of Elikus. We are therefore obligated to anticipate Mashiach's arrival. Although we express this anticipation only several times a day during Shemona Esrei, it must become constant and all-encompassing, since Mashiach is the essence of all Avedas Hashem. For this reason, Yidden that are fully immersed in the anticipation find the Mashiach factor in every mitzvah and in every yomtiv, because the ultimate and true revelation of this respective mitzvah or yomtiv will only occur in Yemes HaMashiach. The Rebbe demanded that everyone start living and breathing Mashiach reality, even while still in the final moments of Golos. The Rebbe shturim about the importance of focusing on learning elements of Torah that are directly connected to Mashiach and Geula, not only as a school to bring Mashiach or as a preparation for the future, but mainly in order to allow ourselves to start experiencing the Geula reality now. Mashiach can be found in every detail. Although Mashiach is a constant theme throughout the Rebbe's Nesiyas, there may be some areas of the Rebbe's Torah and influence that, on the surface, do not seem to be directly connected to the topic of Geula. However, based on the above, it is clear that every element of the Rebbe's Nesiyas is directly connected to Mashiach. Not only are the Rebbe's teaching, Pulis and Hoidais, a vehicle through which to bring Mashiach, they themselves are an expression of the Geula reality. On numerous occasions, the Rebbe explained how diverse topics such as Rashi Sichas, establishing shiurim for the elderly, and emphasizing the urgent need for Chinuch al Taharas HaKadosh are all, in their own ways, a reflection of the Geula reality imminently at hand.